G'day, this is Tuesday's Ballarat Today here at 3BA. Morning to you from Brett Mack. That is Linkin Park, a tune called Numb. 27 to midday it is. Going to find out about a thermal imaging camera that you can borrow from the library. If your house is a little cool this year, that one in around 15 minutes' time. Right now, though, time to meet the team leader of family relationships at CAF. So we're going to delve into their programs this morning. Her name is Donna Leonard. Donna, welcome to the Ballarat Today studio.
Thanks very much, Brett. Nice to be here.
Donna, what's your elevator pitch for what you and your team do?
I think our program is very wholesome, family-oriented child safety programs. So we run three different programs within family relationships. Two of the three are pretty much all the time court-ordered programs. There's the parenting orders program, which is the parenting program for separated parents, which teaches really parents some good skills and strategies on how to move forward cooperatively.
So this is about when a family relationship is breaking down.
When they break down,
a separation imminent?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they've usually separated.
Separated already.
Yeah,
okay.
They've separated.
Are you seeing the demand, Donna, for your services grow? We keep hearing about this cost of living crisis. Is that putting pressure on families and pulling people apart?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our programs are always popular, especially the contact centre program where we offer the children's contact centre. But it is definitely, this economic situation is definitely putting pressure on, and we see rises in especially people coming through family counselling. We've noticed an increase in people.
Okay. So who are these people that need your programs, Donna? What sort of people are coming to CAFS for support?
Well, they could be families who have separated, like you say, or couples or individuals. We do have the counselling, of course, which is for all of those groups. And that may be a family that needs some family counselling, so it prevents the breakdown of those relationships in the family, or a couple who need counselling to prevent breakdown.
So, Donna, how does it work? What does it look like? What's involved? Are people actually physically going to the CAFS office and meeting with you and your team?
Yes, they may. However, it's usually an email or a phone call. We get referred. We have clients referred through the legal system after court, because some of these programs are court ordered. So their lawyers will get in touch with us and say that, you know, so and so wants to access the contact centre or needs to do the parenting orders program. And of course, the counselling is not a court ordered program at all. It's based on individual and family needs.
Yeah. Okay. So if someone's listening this morning and there is a bit of turmoil in their life, they would like some advice from your family relationships team, they can actually reach out to you even if there's no court order involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Look, in the contact centre, we often see, other people too, like grandmothers or siblings who haven't connected with children in the family. So, yeah, there's every family's different, and we work with the family to see what they need.
And Donna, the cost of your service?
Absolutely free. That's the best part.
It is the best part, isn't it? And what about accessing the programs? How do we reach out to you and the family relationships team?
It's best to probably call the client engagement team at CAFS, and they are available on 1800 692 237, or you can always email us, very easy email, at welcome@cafs.org.au.
And Donna, the program's getting results?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brett. We have a lot of good feedback from people, and, you know, we often don't keep in contact after a long time, but we have... we have people moving forward in the contact centre where they've only had supervised visits before, and then they move to unsupervised visits. And so working through their relationship to take the kids into consideration and move forward.
Yeah, it must be pretty satisfying when you get to that point in time, Donna.
It so is,
yeah,
yes,
challenging gig, but worthwhile.
Absolutely.
At the end.
Yeah, thank you.
Donna Leonard, thanks for the explanation today. I've learnt a lot, and, of course, further details at cafs.org.au. Donna, thanks for your time on the show.
Thanks, Brett.